The National Football League kicks off its season September 4th when Washington hosts the New York Jets. But for avid sports video gamers, the season started August 14th with the release of Madden NFL 2004. Commentator Bob Cook counts himself among the fans who spend collectively $1 billion a year on sports video games.
During a recent family vacation, my 6-year-old son asked me whether I missed my football game. His shorthand for my PlayStation 2 version of NCAA Football 2003. Then he asked me again, and again, and again. He asked me about it so much, it made me think I spend way too much time playing that game for him to identify it, and only it, as what I pine for when I'm away from home. It may sound pathetic that I ignore my children in favor of marching fake college football players down a digitized field to virtual glory, but hey, I'm hardly alone. The sports video game business is a $1 billion a year industry, and for those of us spending that money, sports gaming is not just a diversion, it's a way of life. Affirmation for this comes, in part, thanks to the recent premiere of ESPN.com Gamer. ESPN lends its name in announcing talent to many different sports games, but blatant cross-promotion aside, the philosophy behind the site is very appealing to gamers who want to believe they have a life. As Rolling Stone began as a magazine not just about rock music, but about the rock music culture, and as Playboy began as a magazine not just about looking at pictures of naked women, but about the looking at pictures of naked women culture, so ESPN.com Gamer is not just about sports gaming, but about the sports gaming culture. Sure, there are other sites that cover sports games, but mostly as a part of the general video game field. Sports gamers would never look at those. That's because they tend to think of themselves as a breed apart from those other geekier gamers. Talking about fighting dragons or whatever the heck other gamers do is just nuts. Talking about how you were able to juice the player ratings of the Indiana Pacers benchwarmers in your basketball game is a perfectly normal activity. What also makes sports gamers feel a little superior is that their heroes, the real-life athletes who get paid real-life money to play real-life games, are just as nuts about sports video games as the most intense couch coach. Get this. For the last 3 years, and the festivities surrounding the Super Bowl, pro football players have gathered around humongous TV screens, picked up controllers, and competed to see which real player can lead his virtual colleagues to a championship in an event called the Madden Bowl, named after the quintessential sports video game. Listening to the winners gush about their victories, one wonders if the Madden Bowl has become the more coveted title. But it doesn't take a special occasion to break out the games. Athletes freely admit they spend much of their downtime playing them. If the classic hockey movie Slapshot were remade today, the scene in which the dumb but lovable Hansen brothers open their suitcase to reveal nothing but toy cars would be replaced by a scene in which they would open their suitcase to reveal nothing but an Xbox and a stack of game titles. So, to answer my son's question, yes, 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 I missed my football game. And firm in the knowledge that I'm part of something bigger than myself, I humbly end this commentary so I may play it.
Bob Cook writes about sports for the online magazine Flack.